Saint Joseph. A solemnity today, again.
A good choice. I know I heard that our students, you have a, what is it, a job? A career day. Who's going to follow the priest? Gentlemen. Oh, good. Good. Awesome. Sweet. I actually didn't know you were going to be here today. Which I think is awesome because you chose an awesome day to go to. If you couldn't do it on usually our Thursday, because usually we go to a really important mass. You know, sometimes it was, like in December, it was the Immaculate Conception, Mother Mary, or All Saints on a Friday. And so today, Saint Joseph is solemnity, and I said before, and for our adults too, I wish it was a holy obligation. With Jesus and the adopted son of St. Joseph. So, I have some questions. Basically, that's what I want to ask today for our students and for our adults, because sometimes our adults need to help the priest too. What are some things that are different today than the last few weeks? Yep.
You're wearing white.
Wearing white. Awesome answer. Wearing white, because it's a solemnity. So whenever we have a saint at church, we wear white. Is there anything even deeper than that about what I'm wearing? This is a deep one. I told the servers that this could be a really tough one. But I bet you could figure it out. Yep.
You're wearing white because it's on Easter is when Jesus arrives from his tombstone.
Yep. White because, yeah, it's the same color for Easter, you know, Jesus was born, right, with Mother Mary, and he was adopted father, and Easter's coming, yeah. Something really, let's see, yep. Yes. Now, why is Joseph not in that picture? Yep. Let's go. That's a really good guess. I'm guessing I don't know that answer because we don't know. But at this point, Jesus was a child. And in the Bible, Jesus was found in the temple and Joseph was still alive. So, and this is just an image. This wasn't a picture, right, from that time. And so I don't think Joseph has passed away. Okay, so that's a good guess, but you're getting close to it. Yep. Yep, wearing blue because of Mother Mary. Why do you think Joseph isn't in this? What do you think? Yep. There's what? There's no room. Well, that's a good, it's a very analytical answer. Like me, that's what I would think. Same thing. There's not room for Joseph in this. That's awesome. You guys are the best. What else? What do you think? Yep. Harley? The Holy Family? Yeah, but where's Joseph? Yep. Yeah, different chasuble, that's what this is called, yep. Yeah. Is Joseph on that, on a different one? For me, no, I'm sure there are chasubles that have Joseph on it. And this is just for me, this wasn't for me, I was told to do this. This is for me. Yep. Let's see one, Jasper.
Because they split up to look for Jesus in the temple and Mary found him first.
Wow. That's a deep answer. I've never considered that. That Joseph and Mary, when they were finding Jesus, they were looking for him separately to find him, which is unbelievable. I never thought of that. That wasn't why I decided this, but that could be very true. It's not in the Bible. They're trying to find their kid in the temple, What would parents not do that and separate yourselves to try to have two other people to try to find your child?
That's
brilliant. The reason why I chose this was because, of course, what some of you had already said about Mother Mary and Jesus. The other thing is that Joseph never said one thing that's in the Bible. Did you know that? That in the whole of scriptures, it's so important Joseph is, that he was not, there's not one written about Joseph speaking. And so personally, I chose to use this chasuble, as this was kind of like Joseph. He was kind of silent with his words, and he was doing the action. So I thought this is a great image of Joseph, Maryhood, Mother Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus. But he's not written about what he said. Remember, we heard today, who was talking to Joseph? Who was talking to Joseph today? Yep. An angel. And what was he telling the angel? What was the angel telling Joseph? Yep.
Don't be afraid.
So you could take her into your house. It was the Holy Spirit. In other places, he was told by an angel to take them to Egypt to protect Jesus and Mary, right? Last image. Usually we see, when we see pictures or paintings or statues, you might see some cool images with it. Obviously, this is an image of Saint Joseph. Who is with, what is with Joseph?
Oh, nice. And thank you for our server, or our first year, to put this forward.
Yep. That's one of them. The stick thing. If you guys remember when I said that on Tie Day, we rule. Remember that? We rule. He was a ruler, Wong Cheng, because he was a carpenter. And who do you think your dad or your adopted dad will teach you as a son? To be a carpenter. And a big part of Jesus' life is probably working as a carpenter. What is this one? I love this. What flower is that? And I'm going to really need help on this one. What do you think? Yep.
Oh,
a lily! Is that correct? Is it a lily? You're right, you're exactly right. Lily. And why do we have the of all the flowers, we could have a rose or a tulip, why do we have a lily? St. Joseph.
What do you think?
Peace?
Yeah, peace. That's a good one. What do you think? Yep. Holy Spirit. I'm not sure about that. Yep.
Mary.
Easter. That's a good call. I think it's because St. Joseph is our patron for a holy death. Is that correct, adults? The flower and lily is a good, peaceful death. And that's what we never heard about what happened with Joseph when he did pass away. We don't know when he happened. But in our church, in our Catholic church, we believe that St. Joseph is a patron for those that do pass away. And personally, I do have to say, my little nephew, or my little niece, she just turned two, and her name is Lily. So there you go. So great conversation about St. Joseph. I'm proud of all of you. And we continue to celebrate. The last two things that I do want to add quick. We said the Gloria today. We usually don't do that in Lent on Sundays. And we'll be saying the Creed. That's the longer prayer that we say on Sundays. But because it's a solemnity, we say the Creed. So that's what we'll be doing. So please stand, and then we'll say the Creed, and then we'll do our intercession right after that. Thank you.